We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Ready?
Oh.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle.
Are you ready for some football?
With New England Patriots wide receiver, Danny Amendola.
End zone touchdown, Amendola.
On WAAF.
All right, the Hillman Huddle this week is presented by Westboro Mitsubishi. Winning lineups, winning deals, winning team, Westboro Mitsubishi, Route 9 in Westboro. And Danny Amendola joins us this morning. Danny, how are you?
Good. How are you?
How was the feedback on the show last week? You get any positive comments, negative? I mean, what are your thoughts second week into being on the show?
Just personally, had a great time. Didn't read too much into the hype, but
You don't recognize the noise, right?
Yep, definitely ready for the second time, you know.
Yeah. So it's our second week. Can we call you Dola? What's your nickname?
Dola's fine. Yeah, that's
Dola.
Cool.
All right. So we're tight. We're bros.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to ask briefly if you are aware that the President of the United States was given a Super Bowl ring by Mr. Kraft. Do you have any knowledge of that?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we just learned that a little while ago. What do you do with your ring? Do you have that thing in a bank security box, or where do you keep that thing? I don't want to alert thieves or anything, but.
No, it's in a safe place. It's not anywhere close to me, but I have it locked up, nice and safe, man.
Is there any place where it's appropriate to wear it? Like, I mean, it's.
I think the best place to wear them is at ring ceremony parties.
Yes.
No, really, not at like a nightclub or anything like that.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, it'd be a big hit at a strip joint. I mean, that's an automatic.
Listen, Danny doesn't go to strip joints, LBs. You still have your, you're still with your marvelous girlfriend?
I am.
Yes.
I am indeed, yes.
Lovely woman.
Yes, she is.
So on a football level, is it nice to be getting closer to opening night?
Oh my gosh, yeah, we're all ready to go. We've been working real hard, and it's been circled on the calendar for a long time, so we're ready to go.
Any surprises for you so far when it comes to either rookies or additions to this team? Who's impressed you so far?
Rookies or additions. I mean, the rookies in our room in particular are working hard, man. It's a tough challenge coming in, trying to get the playbook, trying to learn, you know, the ways of the NFL, let alone, how we do things in New England. So I'm excited to see our room kind of grow and mold, just like any other year, really. But, you know, I feel like they've done a good job. Just addition-wise, I go against, you know, Steph Gilmore all day. So it's good to, you know, get him in a Patriots jersey. You know, he looks better in a Patriots jersey than he does in a Bills jersey, I think. So it's good to get him on our side. He's been playing great.
Is it, you know, we often hear that guys struggle with the Patriots playbook. Is it that difficult? I mean, is it just in general an NFL playbook, or is it that difficult here?
It's just a lot. It's a lot of information, and you know, there's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of verbiage, a lot of vocabulary. It's like learning a second language. So, it's not it's not a lot. If you've been in an NFL system before, you can kind of compare it to one thing or another. And if you're coming in from college, you really don't have anything to compare it to, because pretty much all college players are called differently, and it's, you know, catered to players. They don't have to remember a bunch of stuff. So it's easier for a guy coming in from another NFL team to kind of compare apples to apples. So, you know, Brandon Cook, for example, this guy came in and he's done a great job. He's learned the system, you know, really quick. You know, you don't really have to worry about him too much, and he's been making a bunch of plays. So, there's a perfect example of a guy coming from another NFL team, you know, getting the program down.
Right. Now, I noticed yesterday that Gronk acknowledged that he is on the Tom Brady diet. And I was wondering if, A, is that mandatory? And B, does Tom run around food shaming Gronk if he wants to eat if he wants to eat something that actually tastes good?
I don't know. That's a good question. And I've seen Gronk eating it a couple of times. It looks pretty good stuff, but
You're not on it.
I don't know how the transaction was done.
Yeah, you're not on the Tom Brady diet, Danny.
I'm not on the Tom Brady diet. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's no fun.
No, it's
overrated.
Yeah. I think there were a lot of people who were surprised that Gronk played the other night, but I'm sure as a teammate that doesn't. Does that surprise you or?
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean. You know, he's here to play football. He's in great shape, and he loves to play. So I was excited to see him out there. I talked to him after the game, and he was excited to be out there. I know he hadn't played football in a really long time, and it was good to get out there and run around and, you know, feel the speed of the game again, and he looked really good.
All right. Well, listen, I don't know what happened to Edelman. Did Edelman tell you why he wasn't doing the huddle this week? I mean, is there some sort of issue between the two of us that I don't know about? Or do you know any?
I think it's super personal, and he's pissed off.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did. But.
Well, I mean, I got to be telling you. All I did was mentor him from the moment he arrived here. That's what I did. I mean, I would say. What's wrong with being an older male mentor to a young athlete? I don't understand it, Danny. I don't. I mean, we don't have time to cover it right now. But tell him. Could you do me a favor?
Yeah. What's up?
When you see him this morning, tell him I said hi and I'm thinking about him.
Oh God.
Okay. That's it. All right.
I can try.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, and thank you for joining us this week, Danny Amendola on the Hillman Huddle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.